This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بذكر الله ترتاح القلوب وتنزاح المتاعب والكروب.
In 2009, I had this intention of going to study in Mauritania. At the time, you know, and even now, Mauritania is a great place for learning, and people learn, subhanAllah, with the traditional methods, and it's a great way of attaining knowledge. So the intention was to go to Mauritania, stay there for a few years, learn, and then come back. Unfortunately, my dad was not really happy with me going to Mauritania, and he vetoed my decision. He said, "Nope, you're not going there. It's not a best place to go in terms of safety, security. You want to take your family, your young daughter." So he said no. So I said, okay, well, what's the next best thing? Where else can I go? Can I go to Morocco? Yeah, okay, you can go to Morocco if you want. So I went to Morocco with the intention of finding somewhere to learn and study. And mashallah, there's great knowledge to be found in Morocco. However, at the time I went, which was August, it seemed like the people on holiday are saying, asking about the shuyukh, where are the shuyukh? Where are the ulama? It's August, it's the summer break. But I met a sheikh there, and with my friend who happened to be there as well, my Moroccan friend. And we said we talked to him about him and learning, and he was an academic. He was also a sheikh, mashallah, Sheikh Bialt, his name, and he didn't have time to teach me either. So he was saying to my friend, the Moroccan man, he said, "Why don't you take Omar, show him the site, you know, to come to Morocco, go and show him all the heritage, all the sites, and etc." So my friend said, "You know, Omar didn't come to see, to do the sightseeing and all that." And on this occasion, the Sheikh, he said, "You know, that reminds me of a story, a narration. Imam Malik was a very great teacher and a great hadith scholar, also known as Amir al-Mu'min fil hadith, and people used to go to Medina to learn from him. And in fact, one of the things that was known for Imam Malik, who was born in the year 93 Hijri, is that he never left Medina. You know, the usual thing was to go out and study and go to different cities and go and meet with the scholars, but he never left Medina. And he was asked, "Why didn't you leave Medina to go and study?" He said, "Because all the knowledge is here. You know, all the fuqaha, all the ulama, I mean, this is the heritage of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba and their families. Why should I leave Medina to go and look for knowledge elsewhere?" So anyway, people used to come to Imam Malik, and one of the people who came was a guy called Yahya ibn Yahya al-Laythi. He came from Al-Andalus, and he was sitting and came to learn and study with Imam Malik. On one occasion, everybody was sitting in the Sheikh's classes. You imagine Imam Malik had, you know, not tens but hundreds of people sitting in his classes in the Masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then what happened is somebody entered the Masjid and said, "There's an elephant. An elephant is here in Medina. Somebody's born." Now, the people have never sort of seen an elephant, if you like, because, you know, it wasn't native to that place. It's almost like, you know, like a feature coming to, almost like the circus coming to Medina. So everybody rushed out, left the school of Imam Malik, this class of Imam Malik, to go and see this elephant. What is, you know, they've heard of the elephant. Obviously, read the elephant. There's this whole surah called Al-Fil. But now to see an elephant in real life, this is something indeed worth seeing. So everybody left. Imam Malik was left puzzled. Just left to go and see. But Yahya ibn Yahya al-Laythi, he didn't leave. He stayed put. He said, "What's wrong with you? Why don't you go and join everybody else? Go and see the elephant." He said, "You know, I didn't come all the way from Andalus to see the elephant. I came to see you, Malik, Imam Malik, and I came to learn from you and learn from your sunnah, yani the sunnah that you have narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam." He said, "You know what? You are aqilu ahli al-Andalus. You are the most intelligent or rational amongst the people of al-Andalus." And it shows you, subhanAllah, that yes, it is an amusing story. which obviously has that personal connection with me, because that's why I remember it as well. But what was written for Imam Yahya, which is great, most of the narrations of Imam Malik's Muwatta is taken from this man, Yahya ibn Yahya, even though he is considered amongst his younger or junior students, if you like. But the narrations of the Muwatta is taken via Yahya ibn Yahya al-Laythi and his son who transmitted this narration. It's almost like a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his dedication in this regard. Yeah, elephant is important. Let's see the elephant. Let's see, you know, people go to the zoos. Nowadays, people go on safaris. They want to see the animals and the wildlife. But there are priorities. If you're sitting in a lesson and in a study circle, the priority is to learn. The priority is to focus. And definitely our respect for your sheikh. You shouldn't just get up and leave without the sheikh's permission. Thank you for listening. Assalamu alaikum.